Welcome, Macmin's Podcast, episode 114. Apple Watch ECG studies prove to be able to early detect COVID-19. And hands-on mask phone protective face mask review. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will examine the Apple Watch ECG functions and discuss the results from a recent study at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York that associated with wearable devices to identify and detect if a wearer has COVID-19 days before they are diagnosed or symptoms appear. This research shows and is available online for those who may have a medical background. I put a link at our Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. We will also do a hands-on product review of the mask phone, a combination of an N95 mask and integrated earbuds that will change how you look at wearing a mask. Let's go to the show. The Apple Watch Health application and accessories can help you lead a healthier, more active lifestyle. We have talked about this many times in previous episodes. Today, we are going to talk about the ECG on the Apple Watch. Apple Watch has been credited for saving many lives over its few short years of existence. There was another success story published by Apple Newsroom this past week. This story and a recent study of the Apple Watch being able to early detect COVID motivated me to dedicate this podcast to discussing the ECG further. The ECG feature really hits home for me as heart disease runs in our family and likely many of the listeners today. Let's start with the basics. The Apple Watch ECG functional hardware is capable of monitoring for atrial fibrillation, or AFib for short, sinus rhythm, or inconclusive. Before COVID-19 became into our lives, heart disease was the number one cause of death in the United States, according to Duke Medicine, claiming more lives than all forms of cancer combined. A sinus rhythm means the heart is beating in a uniform pattern. AFib means the heart is beating in an irregular pattern and is the most common form of serious arrhythmia. AFib is a condition that disrupts your heartbeat. A glitch in the heart's electrical system makes its upper chambers, the atria, beat so fast they quiver or fibrillate. This causes the lower chambers, the ventricles, to beat out of sync. Usually, the atria and ventricles work together so the heart pumps blood in a steady rhythm. But in atrial fibrillation, they don't. The irregular beats can cause a fast, fluttering heart rate, 100 to 175 beats per minute, instead of the normal 60 to 100 beats per minute. Some common symptoms for people who experience AFib are rapid, pounding, or fluttering heartbeats, skipped heartbeat, fatigue, shortness of breath, chest tightness, fainting, and dizziness. AFib, if left untreated, can cause blood to clot in the heart. If a clot is pumped out, it can lead to a stroke, heart failure, or other medical complications. The third reading is inconclusive, which means the recording can't be classified. Your arm may not be resting and steady, or your Apple Watch is too loose. The ECG app cannot detect a heart attack, blood clots, or a stroke. Let's look how you can take a measurement. The ECG app does this on a Series 4 or newer Apple Watch via pairing a titanium electrode in the back crystal and the digital crown. When you place your finger over the top of the crown, you form a closed circuit between your finger and the wrist of your other arm where the back electrode is making contact. The test lasts 30 seconds when the reading appears with a more detailed report on your iPhone Health app, which you can send to a doctor. The later Apple Watch models have a heart-related feature added, which is called irregular rhythm notification. Using the optical heart sensor, it performs checks of a user's heart rhythm in the background for signs of irregularity and will warn users to gain medical advice from their doctor if enough checks show symptoms in a short space of time. I showed my Apple Watch ECG app to my physician, and from looking at the ECG reading on my phone, he could tell a lot about the status of my heart. Many items were complicated, much like the COVID-19 study we are getting ready to talk about, but that's why he's a doctor. And it brought me to a level of reassurance. This Apple Watch device was an additional tool in my healthcare toolbox. Whether it be an abnormal heart rate notification, fall detection, medical ID, or an emergency SOS, the Apple Watch has improved and saved Apple Watch users' lives. Let's now talk about the recent study from the medical researchers at Mount Sinai Health System in York, who found that the Apple Watch can detect subtle changes in a user's heart rhythm up to 7 days before an infection can be detected through testing. The study came to many of the same conclusion as a study last year by Stanford University. In some cases, wearable devices like Apple Watch or other wearable devices can predict a COVID-19 infection even before a user becomes symptomatic or the virus is detectable by standard tests, according to studies from a number of leading medical institutions. Researchers say it's a good measure of how a person's immune system is working. Heart rate variability markers change as inflammation develops in the body, and COVID is an incredibly inflammatory event. It allows us to predict that people are infected before they know it. So when it comes to early detection of COVID-19, individuals infected with the disease experience lower heart rate variability, referred to as HRV, compared to those who tested negative. We will come back to that in a second. The study followed 300 health workers at Mount Sinai who wore Apple Watches for 5 months. The Mount Sinai study analyzed the variation in time between changes in autonomic nervous system function characterized by heart rate variability that have been associated with and observed prior to the clinical identification of infection. This one will undoubtedly lead to more development of the ECG in Apple's future. As we wrap this section up of the podcast and move on to our product review section, I hope you learned something so that you can further discuss it with your doctor. We will now transition to something I saw at January's virtual Consumer Electronics Show and now have used for the past month that will help defend yourself against COVID-19. It is the Mask Phone, equipped with an N95 mask and integrated earbuds. It won a 2021 CES Innovation Award. Let's look at it further. Mask Phone provides the face protection we all use. It provides maximum protection against airborne health risks while affording a more convenient and serviceable way of taking phone calls and listening to music. Its exceptional comfort, unlike the disposable mask most of us wear, it's comfortable to wear. The built-in microphone and lightweight earbuds provide clear audio. I primarily use mine for listening to podcasts. They are equipped with multi-layered protection and come with three included PM 2.5 filters, so there's no better alternative to keep you safe. Mask Phone ensures you don't have to take your mask off to ensure you're sufficiently audible. The built-in microphone takes care of this and thereby allows your voice to sound clear on calls even though you're speaking through the mask. This part is really important, so I want to emphasize it. If you are in a compromised environment and with your microphone and earbuds in place, there would no longer be a need to take off your mask. The audio is crystal clear and features about 8 hours of playtime. Mask Phone starts at $49.99 US, and replacement filters are $19.99. They are affordable and likely could have charged more with the pandemic still rampant. I would say that it's a good bargain. And if you're interested in the link, along with more information, it's available at macminutes.blubrry.net. If you have a question, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news daily is at Twitter at @minutes_mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. If you are interested in the virtual Alaskan Apple user group, the webpage is akappleug.com. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we venture onward on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we will see you soon.